Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Not that it's normally not. I love it.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. We are here at the Dream Bar at American Dream. If you have never been at American Dream, I encourage you all to come out before a Jet game, before a Giant game, or even with your family. I'm going to give you the top five things to do here that we've seen today. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
How about laser tag? Lugie and I just had the vests on, and I will say, of all the fun, interactive things you could do as a human being, laser tag is the one thing that still doesn't get a side eye if you play as an adult that brings you back to your childhood.
Yeah.
It's
who won?
I think my gun was reading, Lugie's wasn't, so it fit right in.
Nice.
So yes. You won by default.
I did.
The question would be, could you play around the whole place?
Oh, that's a good point. But still, I like just the small rooms with the darkness. But if you rolled around the whole place, that's true. And plenty more in this whole place. So let's continue down.
Number four.
Visit the New Jersey Hall of Fame. It was an awesome interactive experience. We were there. And our own Tiki Barber is an inductee. And now we're getting Paul Rudd and Phil Simms in this round.
Meryl Streep as well.
Meryl Streep. How about that?
That was a very impressive Hall of Fame.
It was.
Like, when we got there, I was like, well, what are we going to say? Is it just going to be a bunch of plaques? And it was much more impressive than that.
And Evan even sung a little karaoke with Gloria Gaynor, and we became calling it the New Jersey Hall of Lame when Evan did that.
I didn't realize that song is a man-hating song. That's what someone called up and yelled at me to say.
Well, now at 2:30, instead of watching old debates on YouTube, you can do a little research on that.
You know what? Here's the thing about music. I don't know what any song means. I just like the sound.
It's fair.
Like, who listens to music and says, oh, that's a political message or that's a this message? I have no idea. I don't know. Nobody knows other than Meet the Mets. I know what Meet the Mets means.
Of course.
It means Meet the Mets. All right? Go ahead, Sean.
Okay.
Number three.
The DreamWorks Water Park. Imagine showing up to this enormous, cavernous place with your bathing suit and going down water slides all afternoon. How good a time is that? Doing that pre a primetime football game? That's a day.
Are you coming to New Jersey to do that soon?
Of course.
I knew you would.
Of course.
And you could do it in the winter as well.
Think about that. We all miss to get that summer anxiety. You could do the water park thing all winter long.
Oh, dude, that's the best part. The first time I ever came to American Dream was during this past winter. I'd never been here before that. I always wanted to. And I came, and that was the best part. It was 25 degrees outside, and my kids are going on roller coasters. It was unbelievable.
This is my first time in this building.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my kids have been here a million times. This is my first time in this building.
And you're in the Hall of Fame, and this was your first time in the building.
You're right.
Artificial Tiki's been here.
That's true.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Number two has got to be Nickelodeon Universe, an indoor theme park with multiple roller coasters. We even went up this giant tower thing that when you get to the top, I didn't know this, overlooks basically all of New Jersey, and I almost puked my guts out all over Lugie today.
So let's give the setup here. We have Tiki Barber, who played in the NFL, who had 350-pound grown men tackling him. We get ready to go on this roller coaster. Tiki goes, I can't go on there. I'll get sick. You get sick? You play in the NFL. It's a roller coaster. There were six-year-olds walking off, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Evan chickened out, too.
No. Here's what happened. All right, so we all went on a roller coaster. We all did. I sat next to Tiki, and I cuddled him because I was scared. Mm-hmm. I really did.
You did.
There's video of this. I closed my eyes, and I tucked my head close to him. That is the definition of cuddling. Meanwhile, Lugie was screaming obscene things I cannot repeat because there were kids in the audience.
Yes.
But things that involved curse words and things about dying before the Mets win a World Series. And Sean was just screeching.
Yeah.
Like really, really loudly. So we all did it. All right. I got off it and I said to Teague, well, I can't even walk straight.
Yes.
I ended up going to the bathroom.
I said,
almost collapsed.
Good. I'm not good anymore.
He wasn't good. These two knuckleheads said, let's keep going. And they went on more roller coasters. So me and Tiki made the decision, this is fun, but let's go on the slow-moving train ride.
Yeah.
You guys said, let's go on the Tower Terror thing, go all the way to the sky, and have it drop.
Yes, and by the way, follow the WFAN socials, Instagram, Twitter. You can see all the happenings from the theme park today.
Oh, have they released all that yet?
They're all happening. Anthony Gallo of Digital's done a great job. Check that out. Check it out later.
Even though he showed up 30 minutes late.
Don't throw Gallo on the bus. Here we go.
Number one.
Tom Coughlin over here.
And the number one thing to do here at American Dream, eat and drink whatever you want. The game room by Hasbro brought us over these amazing milkshakes. We had the unbelievable wings from the Marcus Bar and Grill. Food about. I mean, Cinnabon I'm still smelling from here. Great pizzas here. The drinks are flowing. The surf sides are flowing. If you want to eat and drink before a Jet or Giant game, it's a no-brainer. Come check out American Dream. We've had a great time all afternoon long. And that is your Cinco de Fava.
Well done, Sean.
Excellent job, Sean.
Well done.
Cinco de Fava every day at 5 o'clock, or at least relatively close.